how has the business coped throughout the lockdown? How have you managed to stay afloat?
I have had the most horrendous time when it comes to finances. So I teach in one of the local colleges alongside owning like my beauty business. So the previous tax years that they've looked at for me, I was teaching a lot. So my profit was lower than my teaching wage, but I only work 4 hours a week teaching now. And I also sublet my salon. So in a whole year, I've had £6,000 of support, which when your business turns over 40K a year, that's nothing.
How did you feel about the fact that they were like, yeah, hair salons can open, but beauty, no?
Obviously, a little bit upset, a little bit gutted, because you just want to go back to work. You want to see your clients because you miss that one-on-one interaction. And obviously, during the pandemic, that's what we've all been missing, is that human contact. So having that taken away is so hard. So then when you think you're going to get that back and you don't, it is upsetting.
Have you started any kind of preparation?
I have started buying my stock. I am a little bit concerned that when the time comes and he says, right, here's the green light, you can go, everyone's just going to go crazy. I've not taken any bookings for clients or anything like that at the moment because I'm too scared. Because last summer, he said, yes, you can go back. Then a couple of days before, it was, no, we've changed our mind, you can't. And that happened like two times. So the amount of hours that I spent rearranging clients, I thought, I can't do that again. So I'm being safe this time and just not booking anyone in yet.
Do you feel like you've been let down by the government?
Massively. Absolutely. It's been so frustrating and upsetting because I have earned, nothing. Like, how do you spread £6,000 over a year when you've only worked 19 of those weeks? It's impossible when you've got a mortgage to pay and you've got bills. I'm very lucky that I had my partner who we've managed to just about get by, but we couldn't get universal credits because he earned slightly over the threshold. I had job seekers allowance, which was £20 a month. Sometimes you feel like you just want to scream because you just want your old life back and you just want things to go back to normal.
How have your clients supported you through this?
Right at the very start of the pandemic, I introduced press-on nails. So I was doing custom-made press-on nails for my clients, which I would either do like contact-free deliveries if they were local, or I was putting them in the post. And my clients supported me so much with those. Some of them were buying them, every few weeks. Some were buying them as gifts and stuff like that. So that was a real help. If you didn't adapt and overcome these issues, then you just weren't going to survive. And I think if I didn't do that, my business would not have survived at all. But at the moment, I'm staying positive that we're going to be back to work in a couple of weeks.